right. Hey guys, Zayoko, I'm Rene. This is Muhammad Gamal. I'm an instructor at SYE. Then I have a new guest for you guys today. But let's walk one step at a time. So let's go with Nariman first for an introduction.
Hello everyone, been missing you so much since last time, and of course we apologize for last time that we couldn't make it. My name is Nariman Sareem. I've been teaching for 2 years. I'm TEFL and CELTA certified, and now let's go to our guest for today.
Hey guys, my name is Ayal Gohari. I am a senior instructor at SYE at Mahdi branch, and I'm excited to be here.
She's my supervisor, so yeah.
Gotta behave.
Yeah, I have to behave on this one, okay? No more F words or S words or anything, okay? No more anything. All right, so I'd like to welcome you today for the show. Today we're gonna talk about music, and I'm so sorry for the noise around me. It's because we're in cilantro. But hopefully by the time this is uploaded on Facebook or CastBox, it will not have so much noise around it. So without further ado, let's start with the... Alright, so we have one of the commenters, Farah. She's, yeah, she used to be my student. Yeah.
How are you, dear?
You have to get used to using the mic when you speak.
I'm sorry. I really miss you too, cutie. I hope you're doing well and that you are making me proud.
Alright. Yeah, she joined Do'i branch recently. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Yeah. That explains why I haven't seen you around. Well, drop by and visit the Mahdi branch sometime, okay?
And well, say hi to Ahmad, my student.
Ahmad Ismail?
My student.
Oh, alright. You go ahead. He's your student.
Yeah, hey Ahmad, how is it going? I'm happy that you always joined the first one. And we have also, who else? Who else do we have? Let me see. Amira?
Yeah,
Amira. Yeah, hi Amira. Okay, so welcome all of you.
Interesting fact. Amira is one of my Do'i students, Do'i branch students. She's actually preparing for her PhD.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes, you
that's
go
awesome.
Girl.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great. Good luck inshallah on you and you can make it.
Yes. So yeah, without further ado, let's go ahead and speak about music. So what kind of music do you guys like, generally? Like, let's go ahead and, for example, I would say I like Abdul Halim music, but I don't really play him a lot, like I don't listen to him a lot, but let's hear the preferences. Hamovika, right? Nariman, Hamovika, right?
No, of course not. No, this is not what I listen to. This is actually what most of the students listen to, but no. Nowadays, we all know that I listen to Dance Monkey like crazy. But let's go to Aya. So what's your favorite kind of music?
Actually, I don't have only one kind of favorite music. I have a lot. And the great thing about music is the more you grow and the more you kind of experience many different things, you start to like music that you didn't think that you would like before, yeah. Like rap. I used to hate rap when I was younger, and then now I am a very, 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 very huge rap fan. But I have to say that my favorite all the time is probably classical music, like mm-hmm. Mozart, Bach, and all these really good composers, great composers, because they're great for any mood that you're in. They have a mood for everything. But yeah, like Fairuz, sure.
Okay. Nice. And we have come.
Omar Khairat, exactly. Yes. Omar Khairat is amazing. And Kulthum, believe it or not, I actually started listening to Kulthum recently. I was shocked. I found out that one song is like 40 minutes, 50 minutes long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
She repeats the same chorus like 5 or 6 times.
She does. Like, I didn't understand why before, because I've always loved her her lyrics. The poems that she would sing, they're really, really amazing. And I recently listened to Atlal for the first time. Al-Atlal, I think it's called, yeah.
Okay.
It's really good. It's really good.
I hear that it's a sad song. Are you okay nowadays?
Actually, I love the words in the song. It's really good. But sad songs make me happy.
Okay, nice. And yeah. How do you feel when you listen to this song? Does it like touch your feelings or anything?
I think all music does. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you're in a mood to listen to a specific song, and sometimes a song will put you in a specific mood, right, you know?
Have you ever heard the song and it was so sad that made you want to cry?
Let's see. The song made me want to cry, or I already wanted to cry first?
And then you were like, that maybe the song had a lot of feelings and you feel that you really want to cry because of the feelings or the songs. Have you ever faced this?
I did. Believe it or not, it's an Arabic song.
Okay, so what's the name?
I don't know the name. I'm sorry. But it was about a shuhada and people who died. And there's another Muhammad Fuad song about soldiers who died.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those death songs in Arabic are sad, yes.
Nice. And we have a word in English that means that when the song touches your feelings and make you even want to cry or laugh or smile. Do you know the word?
Touchy song.
No.
Oh, wait. The other one is catchy song.
Yeah. That's it.
It is a catchy song?
Yeah. Okay. So the word is catchy. Again, catchy. Is it noun, verb, or adjective?
Isn't catchy when you have a thing that goes like, blah, 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 every time, like,
yes.
Baby.
That's a catchy song. Yeah.
That's a catchy song.
Okay, and is it noun, verb, or adjective?
Adjective.
Yes, very good. Nice. Okay, going to the next point. Have you ever been to one of Amr Diab's or any party for him?
No, I hate that.
What about you, Aya?
To a real concert? No, but I want to. Yes. I want to very much.
Yeah, and Aya used the word exactly. When you have a party for someone famous, it's
a concert.
Yes, very nice. So again, everyone, concert. Is it noun, verb, or adjective?
Noun. Yes,
very nice. Thank you. Okay.
So I guess it's the... I think when it goes like the rhythm of the song, like... Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. No?
Okay.
No? Yes?
What's the difference between a rhythm and a melody?
What's the difference between... I do not know. I'm not Amr Khairat. Why would you ask me this?
Maybe Aya knows.
I can guess. I think melody is kind of like the tune,
mm-hmm,
or the music itself in terms of like how it flows a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And rhythm is kind of the pace of the song. So for example, if the drums in the background of a fast song, the drums move very, very quickly. And
yes,
then if it's slower, then the rhythm is slower, like that.
Yes, very nice. So I explained everything. Thank you so much for the precious info. Okay, and you can go to the last word now.
In my case, I think this one, like Baby Shark. I only have Baby Shark in my mind.
What's wrong with you?
I had a family gathering today.
So that explains it.
Yes. I had a family gathering today and the kid was playing Baby Shark. Pop music?
Yeah.
All right. Like Hamubika?
Mm-hmm.
No. These are not pop music. This is underground.
No, underground for... karaoke and the
sharmoopers
and
this
is underground.
All right, so you want to say that pop music is a word that we use with people like Hamo Beka and Magdi Shatta?
Yes, because pop is a shortcut for popular music, which is the songs or the music that we listen to them nowadays. Char, Hamo Beka and Magdi Shatta, and those weird people that I have no idea where did they come from.
From life. From Egypt. Yes. Yes. All right. So.
Okay. So now it's time for conversation. So we can ask Aya.
Hold your horses. Hold your horses. We didn't say that melody is a verb, noun, or adjective to start with.
You do it.
You said it.
Oh, very hardworking group, guys.
Yes. Yes. A lot.
So melody is a noun.
All right. Good. Pop music.
Noun.
Noun, do you agree?
Pop music?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It is?
That, yeah. All
right.
It's a genre. So technically it's supposed to be a genre, yes. Yeah, you can describe it as well. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a very good word as well, genre. So in these ideas, you want to move on to the conversation. Fine,
you never
okay.
Let me enjoy anything.
Our favorite genres of songs.
Mm.
Okay, so I'll start with mine, our favorite genres, which means our favorite types in other ways. So my favorite genre is blues and
jazz is awesome.
Jazz at some points though, like at certain situations, but yeah. Stop. Okay, well, what else?
People laugh, okay.
No, I'll cut it from the editing.
Fine. All right.
So, Aya, you go ahead.
Like I said, I don't have a favorite genre, to be honest. I like all music, except for scream. Like, I don't like the scream music, though. Like,
metal.
No. Metal is okay, but not the hard metal where they're screaming. There's hard metal where they're not screaming. I like those because the music is awesome.
Mm-hmm. My favorite type is pop. No, but not the Arabic pop. I mean the English pop, like Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus.
Did you see the AMAs?
Yeah, I did.
It was awesome.
Yes, it was.
Guys,
and she looked amazing.
Yes. We're talking about the American Music Awards. Mm-hmm. It's a show, and Taylor Swift just won the Artist of the Decade Award.
Yes,
so.
They even say that she broke the record of Michael Jackson. And I've heard that a TV presenter, I don't remember her name well, but she like made fun of her, or she underestimated her, and she said that maybe people now, their faces are started to get lower because Taylor Swift is winning awards, and she even broke the record of Michael Jackson.
I think, like, if you guys haven't already, please go check out her performance. It's called the AMAs 2019.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift performed most of the songs that she had throughout her albums, which she writes herself. And the diversity in every album proves how talented she is.
And even her songs, either if they were single or in albums, her songs are always good. And I feel like whenever she sings a song, I've faced this situation before.
Hmm.
Even if I'm not
relatable,
living it.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. So that's my favorite kind. We can ask people, what are their favorite genres?
Genres.
I said it wrong. I had something here.
No, you mispronounce. You say sorry when you mispronounce.
Thank you.
You don't say sorry. You're free to mispronounce whatever you want to mispronounce.
I'm just gonna kill him once we finish.
I'll kill him now.
No one loves
say
you.
Goodbye.
No.
No.
No. Okay, so some people said.
Some people? That's me.
People are saying, like, is it vodka? What? Okay, so Farah is saying that she loves underground music, like is it vodka and karaoke. Do you like such a song?
Yeah, I used to listen to karaoke's only political song, Kan Lak Maaya, which is something that I really like, as far as I remember. Because they mixed Umm Kulsoom's voice with theirs, and I really like that.
Mm.
Yeah. Have you ever heard Kan Lak Maaya?
Not that song, no. Sorry. But my cousins really enjoy underground music. And I've heard some of them. Like, there's one, I think it's Charmovers, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They have a couple of good songs. I don't know names, so don't ask me. Sorry.
It's fine.
But yeah. Actually, I do have something. I don't know if you guys are going to agree with me or not. But I don't like it when Arabic songs become too Western.
Yeah.
So karaoke at the very beginning, I felt like the song was just, that's not the Arabic essence. It's either Arabic or it's English. But in the middle, I feel like it doesn't taste good, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know about you guys, but that's how I feel about underground music.
I hate underground music. I don't listen to them.
Well, I personally like them because they have a special taste. Like, they are trying to do something new. Like rap. Like rap. Have we ever had rap in Egypt?
That's not new. That's taken from a different culture. But rap is different. I'm talking about music-wise.
Okay.
Like, I'll tell you something. In Arabic, in our Eastern culture, we have a lot of variety of notes. More notes than Western.
Mm-hmm.
But in Egypt, when you listen to like old music and how well they use these notes and everything, it's always so full. Mm. You're listening and you're happy listening. But then the newest, the underground music, basically is just acoustic guitar. And it's like you have this rich, rich musical background that you can use, but you're copying the Western and then mixing it together. It's not like it sometimes works. Like there's 1 out of 100 songs,
right.
But not every time. You know, I feel like it kills, not builds. Yeah. That's what I think.
I agree.
No,
I really agree.
About what?
About what you said, that I don't like underground music because of the same reason.
I'm what reason?
She has
the reason that she said. I'm not going to repeat her words again.
Why? That's echoing. You're really good at echoing.
Thank you, but I'm really good at CCQs as well.
They don't understand what CCQs are.
And they don't understand echoing.
Echoing is when you repeat someone's words. There you go. Now they do. All right.
All right, I'm about to repeat your words.
Well, okay. Generally, let's check another point, shall we?
Your favorite singer.
Absolutely. I want to know what they think. What do you guys think? So, Farah, you said that you like underground music, right? What do you think of our point of view about me and Nariman's point of view? Do you think we have a good point of view? Do we have a point? Or do you think that maybe we misunderstood the purpose or something?
Yeah, and also the rest, like Ahmed and the others, we need you guys to share your opinion with us.
All right, well...
Can you guys hear us?
Yeah, sometimes I wonder, wallahi, I wish there was an echo test, but okay. Well. All right, so while they are writing, let's go ahead and check another idea, shall we?
Your favorite singer.
My favorite singer. Jacob Banks.
She agrees with Jimmy.
Farah is saying she agrees.
See?
Farah, is this because he was your teacher?
Was?
Yeah.
It's a lifelong thing.
Yes.
Once our kid. Oh, she said no.
No. Ahmed is saying all the stars by
Are you
Kendrick
lying? You're lying.
Kinda. Do you have her group now? So maybe she's worrying about the exam and the results.
No, she's not with me.
And I like
karaoke too.
Okay, nice, Ahmed.
Why do you like it?
Yeah. Do you agree with our points of view or do you have another one?
Well, in my points of view, my favorite singer was or is Jacob Banks.
You?
Arabic or English?
You take the pick.
I love Amri Deeb.
Farah is saying
and Shireen.
Amri Deeb.
They have a good taste of music and try to do best. Okay. All right. Not bad. Okay, Farah. We'll give you this point for now.
Yeah. Well, generally, yeah. These are the ideas. And yeah, my favorite singer. You said your favorite singer in Arabic.
In English, I love Taylor Swift, Jonas Brothers, One Direction. Nick Jonas is my favorite. He's all the time. He's my all the time favorite.
I'm sorry. I love the Jonas Brothers as humans, but not as musicians. Like
Boom.
My favorite Jonas Brother is Kevin, but that's because he's just an amazing, humble, modest person. Nick is okay, I guess. I hate Joe. But I feel like Nick's voice makes me angry, irritated.
I'm going to be honest with you regarding this point, but I loved them since I was in high school, and I had a very, very big crush on Joe first, and then I moved to Nick. And the same crush is still there. And I was
Nick,
so, I was so heartbroken when he got married to Priyanka. And I was
really?
Like, oh my God, she's so lucky. But yeah, I can live.
That's actually not a common reaction because people were shocked at the age difference between them.
Mm-hmm.
So I love how you're like, she's so lucky, not she's so old. That's
no,
good.
No, she's so lucky. Okay, what about you?
I still like only Jacob Banks, and for the Arabic musicians, I like the Harim Hafiz, I think, yeah.
Do you have a song that once you hear it, you remember your childhood memories?
Makes me feel nostalgic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. A lot.
Yeah, just give us one and tell us what's the situation that is linked to this song.
Okay, there's a song called Insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who the singer was, unfortunately. I think his name was Craig David, something like that. And the song is called Insomnia.
How old were you there?
Goodness, I think I was 14, 15, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it because my cousin is the one who introduced me to the song. And she wanted to become friends with me.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the only English song she knew.
Mm-hmm.
And so to get closer together, she played the song. And then we started dancing to it together. So it was very nice.
That's cute.
Yes, it is. How about you?
Most of the songs, they were like, Taylor Swift, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I remember this song. I was in high school and I was studying. And whenever I had a problem or I used to deal with math and chemistry most of the time. So whenever I feel bored or, oh my God, I'm out of energy, I just put it on and I listen to it and I start to get going. But it was running through my head like crazy this time. But I really, really liked it. What about you?
What's the topic?
So, yeah.
Good morning. A song that makes you feel nostalgic.
A song that makes me feel nostalgic. Any song for you?
Give us one.
I'm going to. Do you remember a singer called Evanescence? I think I'm pronouncing her name or mispronouncing her name, but
Evanescence?
That's the one.
Yeah.
I used to listen to Bring Me to Life.
Nice.
All day long when I was young, especially that she used to fall out of the window for 20 minutes. That was amazing. I was always thinking, what floor is she on? Like, why is she falling from...
And then you call me Tafa.
Yes. Yeah.
Amira says that she loves Celine Dion. Actually, Celine Dion is amazing. And Amira, if you've been following her recently, she actually just brought out a new album. It's called Courage, and it's an awesome album. You really need to listen to it and tell me which one you like the most, okay? Also, you guys, like, when you were talking about Taylor Swift and how you felt and when you were studying and stuff, I had a singer that I felt, her name was Kelly Clarkson. It was awesome.
Wael Jassar, Gharib Al Nas.
Yes, you're right.
He used to be such a very rich carpenter, wallahi, in this song.
Carpenter, okay.
Yeah, he used to be a carpenter with a suit and singing, both.
She was saying something and you interrupted her.
Well, I didn't mean to, but this song is very, it's very funny.
Yeah.
Where was the producer? Where was the clothes maker? Where was the director?
There is also another song for Wael Jassar. I don't remember its name, but he was saying "Badam Martahi Truhi Lik" when he was working as a driver. And like a very, very rich lady sitting in the back seat and she was smoking cigarettes all the time. I really didn't understand the idea of such thing. And you were saying something.
No, I was just talking about Kelly Clarkson, but I do have a comment about music videos. Are you guys supporters of the idea of music videos? And if yes, do you think a music video should more represent the artist's point of view or embody the lyrics and the song?
Well, actually, for me, I support music videos because I am a visual person. I like to see things. I don't like to only hear them. No, I like to see things. And for me, could you please say the choices again?
Basically, like some musicians or some singers, what they do is they put together a bunch of different symbols and signs, like Taylor Swift, basically.
Yeah.
She makes a lot of different pieces and then she puts them together into a music video. So someone listening, sometimes if you don't listen to her explain the video and you're watching and you're listening to the song, they're not connected at all.
Yeah.
And some people are more like storytelling it.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like Coldplay sometimes. And which one do you prefer? That's my question.
I would go for the storytelling thingy.
Okay, yeah. Cutie. She's so cute. Seriously, what about you?
I do not support music videos for any reason whatsoever because... Let's be honest. If we're going to talk foreigners or if we're going to talk like American singers, all their music are explicit.
Yes,
okay, let's admit this one. Here is the surprising thing. with all the Arabic music, the music videos are explicit. Yes. So they don't really embody the lyrics. They don't do the singer kind of thing because the singer did not write the song. Unlike the Americans, most of them actually write the song.
Or participate.
Yeah, like Billie Eilish and Taylor. A lot of others as well write their own songs. But it feels personal for them. Yeah. But in Egypt, personally, I think that they buy the song or the lyrics, and then they go ahead and just, yeah, let's go with it.
Can you imagine if Umm Kulthum was alive and she had to create a music video to one of her really long poetry poems? Can you imagine that?
Oh my God. But you didn't tell us what do you think about the point that you said. Do you like music videos and which point do you support?
I think it should be storytelling, like you said. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Because if I'm going to have a music video, I should try to make my music more understandable and more relatable for people to understand it.
You have a studio but, video thing?
So yeah. if this person, for example, is like super, super, super creative and they have all these symbols and things and they want to express themselves like all of those modern artists that we don't understand their paintings, they need to explain it. They need to have a director's cut and explain what the hell is happening. That's what I think. So what do you guys think? Do you think music videos are good or bad? And what Mohammed Gamal said, you must listen to a song called 30 Minutes for a band called Tattoo.
Tattoo? I've never heard about either the band or the song, but we should go into.
And the song is called 30 Minutes. Very creative.
Guys, you like Billie Eilish? I like her music. She is crazy.
She is crazy. I agree. Yeah.
She's depressing. For me, she's so depressing.
Actually, I used to feel that way, but then her music kind of is really fun to listen to. I agree with Ahmed. She's awesome. She's crazy. Like Bad Guy.
All right. I want to just ask you, what's a song or what's a theme song that you listen to in a movie? And it was really catchy that you really liked it and you added it to your playlist.
I want to spend my lifetime loving you by the Mask of Zorro. Yeah, I used to cry and I used to get like, oh my God, yes.
For me, I liked Jacob Banks from a TV series called Suits. Mm-hmm. And I liked La Casa de Papel, the opening song. I really liked it. These were the only two.
I just love the song that I told you.
And what about you? Actually, I think my brother would be better at answering this question because he's very audio intelligent. And he literally catches songs by the minimum like note. But I guess one that sticks to my mind or comes to my mind other than The Greatest Showman. Mm-hmm. The whole soundtrack is on my phone. But other than The Greatest Showman, probably let's say Immortal by Fall Out Boy from the movie Big Hero 6, the animation movie. Yes, I'm an animation.
I love this movie so much and I can see it million times and I will never be bored.
I cried, like, I have to admit it.
Yes.
So yeah. What about you guys? What songs did you listen to from movies and then you downloaded it? Reda, tell us what you think.
You go ahead, I don't see it.
I like La Casa de Papel song too. It's called If I Stay.
It's not La Casa.
I don't know Spanish.
It is La Casa, I'm sorry. The thing is, it says La Casa de Papel, which means Case of the People. Okay. But in English, it means money heist.
No, right? La Casa de Papel. Casa means house.
Casa means house.
Casa means house.
I thought it's close to case, but it's not.
Casa means the house de papel of paper.
The house of the people.
Oh,
house of the paper.
House
of paper. Oh, that means printing money. Yeah, there you go.
Explaining him. Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Why is it still mini heist? Or money heist?
Sorry?
Why is the thing called a Netflix money heist? I said don't get this.
I have no idea. I don't care. But
okay.
I know casa means head. I'm sure.
Okay.
And Farah is saying Billie Eilish, the best one, makes me feel fashionista at my.
Farah, you're awesome. I love you. I want to come and dance with you and be fashionista too. Let's go.
Yeah, because I think Billie Eilish, most of her outfits are like pajamas.
oversized ones.
Pajamas, sweatshirts, sweatpants. Yeah. But you guys, for Ahmed and Farah, people who are Billie Eilish fans, you guys really need to go watch her performance at the AMAs as well. It was really good. I think it's called Good Girls Go to Hell.
Yeah, I think.
Which is really weird. I don't know how I feel about most of her songs, by the way. But she's overall, she's okay. I think my favorite song is called Crown and Bad Guy.
Okay.
Bad Guy, yeah.
Nice.
I didn't hear her.
Crown is good. Listen to Crown. You will like it.
Okay, I'm going to. Nice. And Ghada is saying, I liked Speechless from Aladdin. Nice. A Whole New World is a good one too.
No, Speechless was awesome.
Yeah, I love this one too. Because they take the carpet, the magical carpet, and they just fly in the sky, which is one of my dreams that will never come to happen.
You want to fly in the sky on a carpet?
With Aladdin on a magical carpet, please.
With Aladdin.
Yeah, please. Right. Thank you. Okay. Yeah.
With Aladdin?
Yeah. Okay, so I think that was everything for today. We'd like to thank you all for joining, and we really missed this last week, and we would like to thank our beautiful, amazing host today, Aya. Thank you so much for joining, and it was really, really pleasure to have you here with us. And no, I do want to thank Jimmy for anything. He should thank me that I have him in my precious life. So thank you, everyone, and that was everything for today. Want to add anything?
No, thank you so much, and thank you, Aya, for joining us on this one. Inshallah, I look forward to having you on more shows as we go through. Alhamdulillah, today we are reaching the second episode of season 2, which we just launched. Yeah, it's only been 2 months and we're firing up on Facebook with 135 likes, which is a huge thing.
We'd like to thank you all for this.
Yes, of course. So just a couple of things I would like to highlight. First of all, SYE is going to have a Pits Life, which is something we're going to have at Maadi Branch. Yeah. Both students can be invited. If you are at Concept, you can provide or you can come buy a ticket, I believe. It's not going to be that expensive.
£25.
You pay £70 at Galaxy. Yes, exactly. I think this is a very good day. Yes, and I'm going to try and invite Nariman, so we will most likely be all there.
You're not going to try to invite me. I am coming. Your supervisor
is here. Wow. Okay. Well, generally, that's the first thing I wanted to highlight. The second thing I wanted to highlight, please do not forget to like and share. If you know people who like listening, if you know groups who like to listen to English, share the link, share the page. We appreciate your support. We love you so much. Thank you for listening today and have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.